You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the wake of severe weather events recently, the Auckland stormwater system has been questioned, with some parts unable to deal with the increased flow of water. I spoke with Asad Shum Sheldon from the University of Auckland's Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering regarding this matter. As severe weather events continue to occur, how important do you think it is to reevaluate our stormwater systems?
I think people need to put things into perspective. First of all, this is a very extreme weather, and our stormwater system is not designed to cope with those very, very extreme weather events. Having said that one, I think there is a need for reevaluation. And just to determine, you know, what areas are more vulnerable than the other. And then from there, then you could look at what solution you could implement, you know, for a different part of the city.
I've heard about the concept of a sponge city. Would you like to explain to our listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, basically the concept of a sponge city is based on the storage of water, the storage of rainwater, and it is a slow release. And this is will help to lessen or to reduce the impact of flooding on our community. So again, this point city, is basically what we try to do here is to try to manage water at the source. We try to reduce impermeable area. We try to have distributed control for stormwater, and this is could include different devices such as maybe rain guarding green roofs, and also storing water in the parks, storing water, and then having also wetlands and also artificial lakes. So it is very, very comprehensive, and actually one of the attraction of the sponge city is that a stormwater system is not just designed for conveying flood waters. It's also, it has a role in managing water quality and also protecting the streams and also the receiving water body. So the sponge city also will help, will play a considerable role in maintaining the water quality which we discharge, which eventually discharge to water.
Definitely an interesting concept.
Yes, it has been applied in different parts of the world, and mainly the term sponge city is used in China, but however, the term sponge city is used in different parts of the world. They just name it differently. Here we call it urban sensitive design or low impact design, and in the United Kingdom they call it sustainable drainage. And so it has been used in many parts of the city. Here we do have some elements of it here in Auckland or around in New Zealand.
How urgent do you think it is that we need to update our stormwater systems?
I think that is need some investigation. Of course, there are some critical infrastructure which has been exposed to flooding, such as the airports, such as wastewater pumps and stuff like that. One, this is, or generally the critical lifelines. We need to make sure that is they could withstand bigger floods. But however, you know, to embark on upgrading or having a wide scale upgrading of our storm water system, that is a major undertaking. It will cost money and time. Then the question which will arise here, which who will pay? And also we have to remember here, we also have shortage of engineers. So it's not something that is you just do in one day. It's something that you do in a very short period of time. We need also a very long-term view of things. We need also to revise our planning rule, and then we need to see, okay, is intensification is the best way to go in terms of flooding? Because at the end of the day, you know, if you put a lot of people in one place, then and flood happens, then you are exposing a lot of people. So we need to think about a lot of things. And also we need to think about also what risk the community is going to tolerate. Because at the end of the day, engineering design is based on carrying a certain level of risk. There is always a risk. That is, whatever you design for, that capacity or that design level, you know, will be exceeded at some time in the future. There is a probability.
So do you believe that the current stormwater system of Auckland has been exceeded, the capacity?
It's not designed for this extreme event, but having said that one, in some part of the city, well, the system has coped very well. In some part of the city, it didn't cope very well. So we need to understand why some areas of the city have not done very well. And from there, then we could look at solutions from there, because you can't say the solution has to be tailor-made for the case. So it's case by case. And then you have to look at what is the issue and how we are actually going to solve it.
So I was reading that the topology and the geography of Auckland makes the stormwater system very complicated. How are we going to combat that?
Well, there is always a solution for that one. So, and what I have said that is, I think the most important thing is that is we need to tweak the design for a given location. We need to take the level of risk that is we are actually going to accept, and then we need to tweak the design for that area. Yeah, so you can't say, okay, I'm just going to implement, you know, this one here just as a blanket rule. No, it doesn't work like that one. There are solutions which work in some parts of the city. There are solutions which would not work in other parts of the city.
What is planned going forward with the stormwater systems? What is the next step after these extreme weather events?
I think we need to reevaluate our stormwater system. We need to have a conversation with the community with regard to what level of risk that the community is going to tolerate. Then from there, we have to look for a solution, and then we have to look for funding. Because I think the sentiment that is coming through the media and also through the community, that is the level of flooding in Auckland is not acceptable.
That was Asad Shamsaldan from Auckland University's Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering, speaking to me about Auckland's stormwater infrastructure.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.